This morning, we are going to get to the Kings and at some point here in the next few weeks, but I want to finish. We started a message in Psalm 139 a few weeks ago, and we'll preach on it this morning, and then we'll finish it tonight. Psalm 139, if you can remember the context of Psalm 139, it is again about how God is all-knowing, that God is ever-present, that God is above all other gods. And so, again, just to remind you that God rules in the affairs of men, that no matter what's going on in our world today, that God literally has it. He holds the worlds in His hands. He is the super glue that holds it all together. He is the creator, and He is the curator. By the way, and I'm glad He communicates with us, as I taught in Sunday school this morning. I'm glad He gave us the Bible that we might know more about Him. One time a skeptic asked the question, "Where is God?" And the Christian answered and said, "Well, let me first ask you, where is He not?" And that is absolutely, without a doubt, a fact. God is ever-present. And this great psalm gives us a full understanding of God's omnipresence. Let's look there. We'll go ahead and start in verse 1. And we covered verses 1 through 6 last time. "Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me." Remember, the writer is King David. "Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest me in my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me." I'm thankful He surrounds us, amen. "Such knowledge," David said, "is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from the Spirit, and whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee." Doesn't matter if it's day or night or not. God is there. He doesn't need night vision to see in the night. He doesn't need night goggles. No, whether it's light or it's dark, He knows and He sees everything. He's ever present. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that You would bless this few minutes we have here. I pray, God, that we again see You for who You are, that we might glory in Your glory. We love You and we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. In verses 1 through 6, we have the psalmist, King David, tells us about an all-knowing God. In verse 1, he says, "Thou hast known me." I'm thankful God loves the world, aren't you? But He loves the world because He loves each. He knows each of us. He knows our names. He knows the numbers of hairs on our head. We serve and have a personal God. Verses 1 through 2, He knows every action and every thought that we've ever had or ever done. That's interesting, isn't it? He knows every thought I've ever had, and yet He loves me. My wife doesn't know every thought I've ever had. It would scare her. But God does, and He loves me. David, again, saw this as a positive, not a negative. He knows every step I take. He knows every word I've ever spoken, verses 3 through 4. I am an open book to God. To that I am fearful and thankful. Amen. Fearful and thankful. Again, David said, he said, "Lord, the thought of this is too wonderful for me." To David, it was a very positive thing, because he knew that God was near, because he knew God was there, because he knew that God was there to strengthen and encourage, and He was the rock, and He was his refuge, and so forth and so on. He saw it in such a positive light, but we could see both sides of it. Verse 5, he surrounds me, he protects me. He's the one who reins us in, limits us, but also protects us, that hedge of thorns about us. Verse 6, David said this is a wonderful truth, a wonderful truth. The truth of God's omniscience, that he is all-knowing, leads to the characteristic or the attribute of God's omnipresence, that God is ever-present. Yes, he is all-knowing, and therefore he's is present everywhere. If he's all-knowing, then he'd have to be present everywhere to know. To know the thoughts you had, he'd have to be where you're at, and he'd have to be where I'm at, to know every thought we've ever had of every person in the world who's ever lived or ever will live. And it's amazing to me, as I said a couple Sundays ago, he does so effortlessly. He does so without expending any energy. It's like the resources that Brother Getch talked about. He can, you know, God can give us what we need, and yet his supply never diminishes. God is everywhere present. Verse 7, the psalmist says, David says, we can't escape God's presence. God is always near. And I can tell you in times like this that we live in, it's great to be aware of that God is present. God is present. God is on the throne. He will not leave his own. God is on the throne. And you can dwell upon the negative news today, and you can dwell upon the news at the 10 o'clock news and the 6 o'clock news and the 5 o'clock news and the 24/7 news cycle on social media, and you can become very, very, very discouraged. But I'm telling you, remember, God is on the throne. He's present everywhere. God rules in the affairs of men. That should give us courage and assurance. Amen. He is close. He is next to. He says, present. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence? He is there. He's next to us. God transcends all spatial limitations. Remember, there's no time with God. And God, again, transcends all spatial limitations. Nothing can hold him. He cannot be contained, or he cannot be localized. He's present everywhere. Everywhere. He's there when you go through a storm. Somebody asked me one time, is God there when I fall down the stairs? Yes, he's there. Just don't get into, did God want me to fall down the stairs? That's a whole nother. No, God doesn't want you to fall down the stairs. You did so because you're clumsy. That's what I tell myself every time. I had a doctor tell me that. I said, doctor, is this just me or what's the deal? He said, no, you're just a klutz. Wasn't one of the doctor in this room. It was another doctor. I'm like, really? I'm the patient. You're supposed to be encouraging me. No, God transcends all spatial limitations. He's ever present. We can reach out to him anytime. When we do face adversity, he is there. He is always there. He's always there. I can call my wife sometimes and I can't get her to answer the phone. You ever done that? You know, and then you yell at the phone like, why do you have a phone if you won't answer it? And she does the same to me. She calls me and says, and I don't answer. And she, why don't you answer the phone? Kids are terrible. You give a kid a phone, and we waited, of course, a while. Technology was just getting new. All this new technology was coming on as our kids were growing up. And so we were careful at first, and they just basically had a flip phone for emergency. And you call them, and nobody answers. Like, why am I paying for that phone? It's terrible when you can't get a hold of somebody. In this day and age, you should be able to get a hold of anybody anytime. I don't like that either, but that's the case. But can I tell you, you can get a hold of God anytime. Amen. There's an old quartet song, God's always on the line. In other words, his circuit is never busy. You don't pray to God and there's a busy signal. But we don't know what, do kids even know what busy signals are now? Burr, 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 no? They don't know what busy signals, go straight to voicemail. Oh, I get distracted, we don't have time. God's always there. The line is never busy. He is there. He knows your thoughts. Therefore, he knows your fears. He knows your thoughts. Therefore, he knows your discouragement. He knows your thoughts. He knows every thought you've ever had and ever will have. He knows. He knows. His presence should encourage us. His presence should encourage us when it comes to about our actions. Remember, he's right there. I remember as a kid growing up in church, remembering the preacher just to emphasize that over and over again. Live your life as if Jesus was standing beside you. Because he is. Because he is.
Amen.
Jesus went into that place with you. That Jesus is having that conversation with you. He's right there by you. He's always by your side. He never leaves you. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So yes, we're to live as if Jesus was standing right by our side. We need to remember that. It'll help us to live a righteous life. His presence also, not only does it encourage us to live a life that is righteous, but it also ensures victory. If he's right here with me, how can I be defeated? We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen? I'm just a zero, but with God on my side, victory every time. I'm thankful I read the back of the book and we win. Doesn't matter what's going on in society today, at the end, we win. Spend all eternity with him. His presence ensures victory. And the Bible refers to this, that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You understand that we are brothers and sisters in Christ? And that Jesus is our brother. Because we are joint heirs with him, he's our brother, and he's walking beside us. Our big brother is walking with us. My brother is 4 years older than me. At times, I enjoyed having a big brother. Most of the time, I did not. But I'm thinking, that doesn't go good with my illustration. I wish I had a bunch of illustrations about my brother protecting me, but I have more about him beating me up than anything. I deserved every bit of it, but... Now, I'm thankful for my big brother. I'm going to see him tomorrow. But your big brother is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he's walking with you. He's there by your side. Hebrews says, again, the book of Hebrews says, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And listen, again, God is not the one who plants the fear in your life.
Right.
He hasn't given us the spirit of fear. That fear that you're experiencing is not coming from God. It's coming from the devil. It's coming from my old flesh. It's fearful. And it just takes just a minute to be reminded, God is beside me. Jesus Christ, my big brother, is there when I am lonely. Jesus, my big brother, is there when I am sad. When Jesus, my big brother, is there to help me. Get in the book. Get in the book. Walk with the Lord. Nothing will encourage you more than to be reminded that God is there. God is ever present. God never leaves us. Verse 8, God is eternal. God is infinite. God does not have a beginning or an end. Do you understand that even in death we can't escape him? In death we can't escape him. By the way, in death, you choose heaven or hell. I hope this morning you know you're saved. I hope that you can call Jesus your big brother. If you're saved this morning, you can. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said himself, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ isn't the best way to heaven. He isn't part of the way to heaven. He isn't the good way to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. And it's by putting your faith and trust in him, trusting in him, his life, his death, and his resurrections as your only means of salvation from the wrath of God upon your sin. Have you trusted in him today? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Has there been a time in your life and you look back and you say, at the age of 6 years old, I accepted Christ as my Savior. At the age of 8 years old, I accepted Christ as my Savior. Maybe you were 20, maybe you were 25, but there ought to be a day that you can look back. There ought to be a time that you can look back and say, yes, I trusted Jesus and Jesus alone. I didn't put my trust in my baptism. I didn't put trust in my good works. I didn't put trust in any denomination, whether you're a Baptist or a Methodist. I put my trust in Jesus Christ, his life, his death, and his resurrection. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. Are you saved this morning? If you're saved, you're born again. Jesus is your big brother.
Amen.
And he's walking by your side.
Amen.
He never leaves you nor forsakes you. And when you're at work or you're on your way to work and you're discouraged, he's there with you. Because simply talk to him. You have you have one that sticks closer than a brother, amen?
Amen?
He cares for you. In verses 9 through 12, his care is limitless. He will lead us. He's not only present, but he leads us and holds our hand. My dad, when I was a kid, I had asthma real bad. And we'd go hiking. We'd go to Colorado for a family vacation every year from the time I was 8 years old up, and we would camp out. We'd go to youth camp for the week, and then after we'd camp out for 3 or 4 days, maybe a week. And a couple of times, a few of those times we'd go hiking, and I'd have a hard time. I had a hard time breathing. And I can't remember a time when my dad wasn't pulling and dragging all of us kids up the hill, you know, up the mountain. Sometimes he had me on his shoulders, you know, or on his back. I'm thankful for a dad who drug us with him, right? Didn't leave us. Didn't leave one behind.
Amen.
I'm thankful for a Heavenly Father who never leaves us behind.
Amen.
Never leaves us behind. He is the great shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. What? I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What? The shadow of death. I will fear no evil.
Amen.
I am telling you, he is there. Even in the valley of the shadow of death. He's there leading us. He's there feeding us. He's there protecting us as our good shepherd. When we're tired, when we're shaky, when we're fearful, when we're weary, he's the one that picks us up as a shepherd picks up that sheep and puts it upon his shoulders. I love how the Bible describes the shepherd not just picking the sheep up, and you know how we could pick a dog up or you pick something up and you lay it on one side like a burlap bag, you know, put the sack on one. I picked up a bag of dog food yesterday, picked it up and set it on my shoulder like this and walked out. When the Bible describes the Lord picking us up, he describes us picking us up and putting us over his shoulders around his neck with feet here and feet there. I have a little olive wood carving of a shepherd in my office, and I bought it strictly because it's showing the biblically accurate portrayal of Jesus Christ, not picking us up in a haphazard fashion like you do a bag of dog food, but picking us carefully up and putting us around his neck and carefully holding us and carefully taking care of us and carefully guiding us. What a loving father, what a loving brother we have. No matter our age, no matter whether you're young or middle age or up in years, he's there. He's there for you. As you look at Psalm 139, it makes it clear that no matter how dark the day or night, God is there. No matter how dark the day or the night, God is there. And he's there for you. We're never alone. I hear the lightning flashing. I see the lightning flashing. I hear the thunder roll. I hear some tantrum dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I love the chorus. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave us, never to leave us alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave us, never to leave us alone. Amen?
Amen?
Never leave us alone. You're never alone. Never. He is there to comfort you in tough times, to assure you. And can I remind you, you can never escape him. Believer, born again Christian, you'll never escape him. He can see in the dark. He knows your down settings. He knows your uprisings. And in that vein, we can be fearful and thankful. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you can't escape Him. You can't escape Him. I'm telling you, the greatest decision you'll ever make is to accept Him as Savior.
Amen.
Greatest decision of your life, a life-changing, life-altering, for the good decision, is accepting Christ as your Savior. Nothing, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, can separate us from the love of God. He loves us unconditionally. We as human beings have a problem with that, but God loves us unconditionally. It's hard for us to love even our kids unconditionally. Though we try, God doesn't have to try. He loves you. He's ever present with you. We are never alone. What a wonderful, wonderful truth that is. He'll never leave you.
Amen.
Always by your side. Our big brother always walking with us. Loves us, doesn't he? Amen?
Amen.
Let's all stand. Go sing hymn 153, I Surrender All.